Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Verse 6 of Malachi chapter 3.
Malachi, Timian, Sanchichemunsia.
For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept
them.
Return unto me and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed you in tithes and offerings?
You
are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. May the Lord add his blessing to the expansion of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We have been talking about tithing for a couple of weeks now. We introduced the subject by talking about concerning tithes and offerings. Then we shifted it to the word school where we talked about drifting from tithing. And finally, we talked about the purpose of the tithe. And our subtopic for today is tithing, avoiding the curse. Tithing, avoiding the curse. I want to give you a few bullet points. The first thing I want to talk about is that the tithe first appears as a response to a blessing. Somebody was blessed and he gave a tithe to a priest called Melchizedek. This was before the law of Moses. So the tithe is not under the law, as you can see. When Moses came with the law, the tithe was also included as part of the things Israel had to observe. So the thing which started voluntarily became a law under Moses. The third thing I want to share with you is that the tithe is a 10% of everything God gives you or blesses you with. It is not something you put in an envelope and you get it recorded and you call it a tithe. A tithe is 10% of whatever blessing God gives you. If you don't calculate it well, you cannot call it a tithe because it is not.
Merci.
Now, the tithe, number four, the tithe requires faith because of its size. David said, I will not give unto God anything that costs me nothing.
David said,
so the tithe is 10%, it is not 2%, it is not 1%, it is not fresh money that is 1% that is acceptable. The tithe is always 10%, and the tithe, because of its percentage size, requires faith to offer it.
Now, 3%. Anase wo de wakọ bank wo simpa cho ma mi sika emu no efa nkotua mi tithe nso ebia na wo sika wo gine tithe nya no na wo de aba na emu sika ni fenti wo de betua tithe da bi da de awowo no wo che mu dua emu baako na esan se emu ye dunti ebe hia se wo benye gidi na wo de etusa na mo no.
Now at a stage in your life when you are giving the tithe, you realize that it is big.
Na edun pempen so bi wo abra bom a utumu se tithe a wu yi emu odu.
May your tithe become big in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive it.
Now, if you have 1 billion Ghana cedis, how much is a tithe?
Mercy. We'll get there. So, 1 million.
100,000. Is it 100,000? No, it's 100 million. Yeah, it's 100 million. It's not 1,000.
Million, no 100. Well, yes, we did mutual check. I will say, and only. Now, they are coming.
So, you see, if you think 10% is small, you wait till your money becomes big. You see that, hey, 10% is not small at all.
I receive that grace. And it is an awoje tangana. Na ututu sodu de ya bakuwa. Wangana. Nitu ya nyaya. Red currency. Enyaya. Na mom, se usika nini nisandi ya midi yebe nini ya. Hallelujah. And now ya 100 milo. Utu ya check. So ni ya di check netu ya. Na mikanu uye bibia only.
Number 6, the tithe is used interchangeably with the first fruit sometimes.
Ne ye du pampenso bia afarebodie a edi kan no yetumi disesa antutuso dudu no.
And this is where it is important for me to comment a little bit more. When I was a child, my mother would often take my father's food and put it aside before he gives the rest of us our food.
Na mi so no me ma me say yaduane bi yi mi papa die si nchen ansa na we yiye de.
How many of you have experienced that before in your life?
Ye mu ahe na ye hu bi wo ye fie.
Okay. So if I am feeling very hungry and I go and what has been put on the table for my father, I say, but I'm hungry, and I go and I'll whack it. What do you think is going to happen to me?
Na fa ni say we abofra wo fie o ma me yu papa duane asi ho edi lesi akata so na komu di wuti wo kwa ya wa palace ni we bia duane no so oya na wo di kwa wo sha den ne besi.
You mothers, tell me what will happen to the child who does that.
Ya be shoe ma re fi da ya de wo.
So that's enough.
Anu ti ni amaka na si ho.
So when you see first fruit, you can use it interchangeably with a tithe.
Anu ti say wa for boss wa for body edi kan no so.
The next small point I want to make is that the tithe is not yours to keep. It is somebody's money, it is God's money that he has entrusted into your hands that you must give back to him. So we call it the paying of the tithe. You pay back what you owe. The final point I want to make is that the tithe in our day is received by our high priest Christ Jesus. And for this, I give you Hebrews chapter 7, verses 4 to 17. So the tithe was before the law, the tithe was during the law, and the tithe still is operative under our season of grace.
Na ansana emrano beba na tutuso dudu ye adwuma emrano ba eno so tutuso dudu ni ye adwuma adomo na sino so tutuso dudu ye adwuma.
Now let's go back to our Malachi passage and then dissect it.
Moma yan ko Malachi ti mi ensan chiche mu.
For verse 6, for I the Lord do not change, therefore you O children of Israel are not consumed.
Na wasi mi wonya me besisa eno ti na Israel ma.
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. The tithe is a statute. A statute is a regulation, is a rule, is a law.
Na say you can say statue there ade esese wo ye eyemra anan hyehyeye bi a eda ho say wo say wudi so.
God said from the days of your fathers you have turned aside from paying the tithe.
Bible say fi mu ajanu mu mresu nu mu ayi mu ani afi emra na me da ma mu no so ti sentutu so dudu nu.
Then the Lord said, return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
Na onyankopon oba de ase mu nane menhwe me na me so meba mu nchen.
When you don't pay the tithe, God departs from you in a certain sense.
Sɛ wɔntu a ntutu so dudu na onyame twe ne ho fi ho wɔ kwan bi so.
So he says, return to me and I'll return to you.
Wɔsi dane bra me nkyɛn na me suma dane aba wo
nkyɛn. Then the people were shocked because they thought they were with the Lord. Maybe they were prayerful, so they thought that they were with the Lord. Maybe they were attending church services, so they thought they were with the Lord. But the Lord said to them that you are not with me. Come back to me and I will come back to you.
Dear
church members, giving out of the tithe, it's a very spiritual thing we must keep in mind. It is as spiritual as praying. It is as spiritual as fasting. It is a way of honoring the Lord. So when you move away from the Lord, it's because you don't honor him. So the paying of the tithe is crucial in our relationship with the Lord. There was a man who was not a Christian or a believer. His name was Cornelius. He was very prayerful. And he was a great giver. One day the Lord sent an angel to him. He said, Cornelius, your prayers and your giving have come as a memorial before me.
Cornelius,
but you are not saved. And you need to be saved. Cornelius got saved. He got filled with the Holy Spirit. And so did it happen to the rest of his family members. What a blessing. Now, in the book of Revelation, prayer is said to be an incense unto the Lord.
Now, I
have come to suggest to you that the paying of the tithe and the giving of the offering is equally a sacrifice that God acknowledges. Make sure your sacrifice smells nice. It's not just prayer, but it is prayer and almsgiving or prayer and paying the tithe. So the Lord said, come back to me. And I will come back to you. When you don't pay the tithe, God is not with you in a certain way. I'm qualifying it because you are still the child of God and nobody disowns his child because of disobedience per se. No good father does that. If we have two children by the same father and one decides to honor the father, the father has prayed for all his sons that they will do well. So they have an equal opportunity to do well. The father loves son A and son B. But son A decides to honor the father. So he takes an offering and says, Daddy, your birthday, this is an offering for you. Son B says, Daddy is already rich. He doesn't need my money. My money will not make any difference to him. So he doesn't send anything to daddy. From the father's point of view, he still loves son A and son B equally. But son A has done something that B has not done. Therefore, as they go in life, this one has set in motion a certain law.
But
when you honor your father, number one, it shall be well with you. And number two, you will live long. He has done it.
Why?
His father didn't need it. But he honored him with that offering. Son B was argumentative. And logical. Daddy doesn't need it, so he didn't do it. If I'm their father, I can pray for all of them strongly. But I can tell you one thing. These two will never be the same. This one will be different from that one. Because of honoring his father. As for me as a father, I will love my son even when he's not doing well. And I will not curse him. I probably may love him more because he is pitiful. But when it comes to long life and doing well, he has it and it shall not be taken away from him. So he will be a blessed child, and this one may not be blessed in his life. You see, I did not use the word curse in pointing to him, because it's a word many of us don't like. It's a word we don't want to be associated with. But I'm told that you can be operating on the curse and not know. You can find so many other reasons for why you are frustrated in life. But the truth is that you are operating under a curse. One day somebody called me.
That could be Obi frame.
He said, I've seen certain objects in front of my house. I think somebody has come to do something spiritual. What should I do?
So for me,
it's in front of the door. I want to do something before I go out.
So for me,
can you pray for me? I said, do you have oil? Anointing oil. She said, no.
I said,
do you have fried oil? Okay, bring the
fried oil.
I prayed over the fried oil. I said, go and pour it on that object. And clear it out in front of your house. Are you listening to me? Sometimes, when we see certain objects like that, we know somebody has acted some things. As a child, I was tempted to collect coins and money like that when I saw it. Until my mother said, no, somebody has done something spiritual with it. Don't take such monies. I can tell you today, if I'm walking by and I see those objects with dollars and big denomination of Ghana cedis, I will pray over them and I'll collect them and put them in my pocket.
Thank you.
Yes.
One num. Now what who say the coins a good word, the dollars, pounds, euros a good one.
If it is coins, I will let it go. But if it's real money, I can tell you, I will do something about it. I don't know what you would do. So God said, they said, how shall we return? Then God said, will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Then the Lord said something interesting. He said, you are cursed with a curse. For you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. I want to say something that I believe the average Christian, the normal Christian is. I don't believe that a Christian who has been taught well means not to pay the tithe. I believe that anybody that God blesses actually loves God enough and really wants to give the tithe. But many people don't know that it's not always easy to give the tithe. Because of economic situations and personal challenges in life. So even this well-meaning Christian may drift away from paying the tithe tithe without meaning not to pay the tithe. This is true whether it is a marriage covenant. This is true whether it's a financial covenant. This is true whether it's a social covenant. One day the people of Israel, under the leadership of Joshua, signed a covenant with a group of people called the Gibeonites.
Joshua no di Israel for any mono. Omo ne Gibeonite for bi enya pam.
And the arrangement was that we will serve you, you will not kill us or attack us. They made that covenant before the Lord. And they discovered later that the Gibeonites had deceived them. The people of Israel wanted to attack the Gibeonites. Joshua said, you cannot do that because we took this covenant in the presence of God. Many years went by. Then there came a king called Saul. He did not respect the covenant Joshua had made with the Gibeonites. He attacked them. And then Saul's reign was over. Now David was the king. 2 Samuel 21 verse 1. Can we turn our Bibles there quickly? Then there was a famine. There was a famine in the days of David. 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house because he slew the Gibeonites.
Now David could be said, Radi said, Radi, I done a comedy and talk to us soon, fear me and son. Now, when you make a chance, he said, Saul, as one day, Gibeonites for no ekoku womutra.
What had the Gibeonites done to deserve the slaughter of King Saul? When he killed them, a curse came on the land of Israel. First year there was famine. Sometimes there is famine in your finances. We call it broke. You are broke. Hey, you are broke this month. Next month too, you are broke. Another month, you are broke. Or last year, you were broke. Last 2 years, you were broke. Last 3 years, you were broke. You are never beyond being broke. See, when something persists for a long time in your life, inquire of the Lord.
And it would you broke now one day, broken king. Well, broke your chat. Now, Banasa, Yashishim.
So, when David went to the Lord, he said, God, why are we having famine? Why is my finances like this? Why is food scarce? I don't have supplies. Prosperity is gone down. Why? And God said, it is amazing that God never spoke to David until he went to him to ask him.
Now David kwana niko bi sarade sarade adana misika semi ko ye mabrabo aye watre wata fitasa na onyame ka kire de se ade asola yentina ne anwanwa ne se onyame anka kire David akosi se onu ankasa David ko bi sanyame.
So now God is telling you something.
Na ena onyame ka bi bi akire
that I like you and I love you.
Sa wo me do pa.
But don't let your ways move you away from me because of the absence of the tithe. The Lord showed David what he had to do. The famine was abated. May the financial famine in your life be abated. The third thing I want to share with you about curses is that the effect of a curse is not just in the words. The effect of a curse is not just in the words. It is even more weighty who is uttering the words. Look at Hebrews 7:7. And without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better or the greater. Now, if the less is blessed of the greater, then the greater is also able to bless the lesser and the lesser cannot actually curse the greater. That's what I want to share with you. So don't put yourself in a place where a curse is inevitable. A curse makes you smaller than you are. A curse makes you poorer than you are. A curse takes away from you when it should give you something. Are you listening to me? The fourth thing I want to share with you about curses is that a curse comes to the non-tither because of three reasons. Because the non-tither is first of all a debtor, somebody who owes. Number two, he is a thief. Number three, he is a robber. All these three conditions are not good. They are terrible when they combine together. Let's take them one by one. A debtor. First of all, we said the tithe is not yours. So when you keep it, you are owing God. Proverbs 22:7 says this. The rich rules over the poor. And the borrower is servant to the lender. When you borrow God's money, you become a servant when God means for you to be a master. When you become a servant because of borrowing God's money, it will limit your climb in life. I said it will limit your climb in life. You may make the effort, but you will not climb as high as you would have. Because the borrower is a servant. Are you here with me? Also, the non-tithe payer is a thief. Whether he means it or not. Many people who end up in jail actually did not intend to steal. They meant to take and replace, but they could not replace and they were caught that they had taken. A thief always takes things when people are not around. But a robber would take it in your presence. He says, "This is for you, but I want to give it to me." That's a robber. So is it possible that God's money is with you? Is God's money with you? Are you owing God? Have you stolen from God? Zechariah chapter 5 verse 3 and 4.
Zechariah,
don't be an intended or an unintended thief. At the end of the day, there is no difference between you, the intended thief, and the unintended thief. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Then said he unto me, "This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth, including Ghana. For everyone who steals shall be cut." There's more to it, but I'm skipping. "I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief." I remember hearing one man of God preach. He said, finances were very tough and difficult. And the Lord showed him something. The Lord said, "Your organization must pay tithe out of their income."
wa sorry na e wo se wo mutua sika efi ontutu so dudu efi nia e ba o mutua.
There is a struggle because you are not operating the way I have asked for my church to operate.
Wo se wo di how esan se kwan amaka se ma sorry nya aduba na nya no na wo ye.
Every church member must pay tithe.
Asori ba biara wo se otua ne tutu so.
I said every church member.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrani.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.